Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning, and let's get Custer Buster. Cousin Buster on here. How you doing, Buster?
Hey, man, how you boys doing? I'm living up here, by God, North Carolina. We're doing pretty good.
Yep, you still up there?
Yeah, I still live up there. I'm here in Jacksonville.
That's what I thought. I thought you were down here already.
Yep, I'm ready to go fishing.
Yep. Well, let's hope this wind, at least it's changing direction. We've had about a two-week east-northeast and then northeast back to east pattern, and I hate the east winds, but anyway, now we're going to, supposed to turn out to south, so hopefully we got a changing pattern. Maybe the water will clear up a little better and all that by the time I get you out there.
Well, just as long as the toadfish are biting.
Hey, come on down where I'm at then.
Okay. Captain Vic always saves me a good spot for toadfish. I love it. They taste like them blue crabs, but they're a whole lot easier to pick.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they are. They really are.
You only get a small fillet off of them, though. That head is so big,
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You take that head and boil it in some water and make some soup out of it.
Did you see that? I got an email from Billy's sister about
Billy.
It.
Okay, Cindy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you?
Yeah.
Did you know
you were invited to his wake? I guess.
Yes. Uh huh. So yeah. So will you be there?
I don't know. Since I'm here now, it might be in
a little hard.
Our funeral for Super Glue.
Yeah.
Yet Rolling Stones concert.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, it's it kind of shocked me when I saw that because it's been, 2 years since he passed away. Since COVID, they didn't do anything last year. But so anyway, we sure miss him. I know his family does.
Me too.
Yep.
He's the main man. We grew up together. We lived across the street from one another over in Arlington.
Yep.
And my mother and his mother went to nursing school together, and they were best friends. My father and his father were best friends.
Oh, so pretty neat.
Second generation. And, when we went to Simpsons Creek and caught all them black drum,
yep.
That was the very spot where my father and Billy's father caught fish back in the 50s.
Oh, wow. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, a little bit of history.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man. So look forward to seeing you. So that'd be great.
Yeah, man. I've been excited. I've been, ever since all this, I had my knee replaced back right before the fire started. And so I went in my cave and stayed out. I didn't want to catch the flu because they would have canceled my knee surgery.
Oh, yeah.
And then so I've been in the cave for a year and a half. I just now crawled out.
A cave.
So now you see the sunlight. You're ready to do some fishing, right?
You bet. I did. I got my shot. I got my shots. I've been wormed and even been heartworm pills all good to go.
Yeah, I've been wormed too for several months now. So yeah, man. So, but anyway, whenever have you done any fishing up there?
No, not really. Things are happening. That's a shame.
Well,
my grandson and granddaughter about 10 and 12, and they're just now getting to where they can like to go fishing. They just don't have the patience yet to hang with it. But I got to show them how to hunt and fish.
Yep. Definitely got to keep that, family thing going like that.
Yeah.
So, well, if you hadn't fished up there even, I bet you're really kind of, really excited about going, huh?
I am, ain't you? You betcha.
Yeah, so we'll get you out there. And okay. I even forget what the tides are for this week, but I think they're good from what we talked about, if I remember mm-hmm. right. I just hadn't even looked at them this morning either. We've been talking about stuff, you know. But, yeah, look forward to getting you out there, Buster. It'd be great to see you and spend the day with you again.
And, you know, you're just talking about them crabs, the blue crabs. Well, don't bother picking them. Just eat shell and all.
Yeah, that's why I like soft shell crabs.
You wouldn't
just
believe.
Doesn't taste the same, but
you wouldn't believe, Buster. Whenever I can't use the crab claws for Chum, when we're out there, because he takes them, crushes them, puts them in his mouth, crushes them, sucks the meat out of them. As soon as I pull them off the crabs out there,
sometimes I have to stand over Vic to make sure he don't throw them in the water, because it's a habit for him to throw them in the water.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I know a lot of guys that use the claws for a sheep's head.
Oh, yeah, I would bet. Yeah, you can actually use the little legs, too, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some good juice in them things.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like we got a high tide that morning and then a low tide around 2:30 or so. So, it's going to be a real, real low tide, too.
Awesome.
All right.
Yeah, -1.2.
Yeah, Sunday's a big tide like that, too, I think.
Yeah, it's going to so we'll have a lower tide than it'd be like lower than normal. So it'll be like, like a normal low tide earlier, probably about an hour and a half at that rate. It'd probably be like an hour and a half before low tide. It might be looking like a normal low tide,
Yeah.
So that'd be good, Buster.
Sounds good. I can't wait to see you.
All right, me too.
And while we're out there on the water, we're going to cure all the world problems, aren't we?
Yep. Yeah, we got to talk about all that,
Yeah. we got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, we do, Buster. It's been quite a while.
Okay. Well, you boys have a good day.
All right. You stay safe, and I'll see you in just a few days, Buster.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, bye. Buddy. Thanks. Bye-bye. Yep, have to get him out there and get on some fish. And depending on how many people as to what I do, with him that morning. Because I sure would like to float fish that morning if we can. Because I've been getting nicer trout, in deeper water. Mm-hmm. So, have to try to do that.
I ordered these new corks, Vic.
Mm-hmm.
That are you can use as a popping cork or as a slip float, which are pretty cool. I'm going to have to get you a couple of them to try out because you can adjust it and use it as a popper. And if you use it as a popper, you just put a split shot on it or use it as a, excuse me, if you use it as a slip float, put a split shot on it so you can keep it down. But they have like a brass tube in the middle and two corks, one bigger one, one smaller one.
Oh, yeah.
And a bead so you can click it. And I'm going to start playing around with those.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some areas, we were talking about fishing deeper water. I've got some areas that are like 10 feet. I really want to put a float through just to test it out because I know there's good fish there, but it hangs up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure if I go, maybe a foot off the bottom.
Right. Yeah, and that's what, I've thrown a bomber, I've thrown shrimp on a jig head and, stuff like that and just not get the bite, and then turn around and drop the float down there and start catching them, And the thing about that, when you're doing it over rocks, like down around Blount Island, Dane's Point, places like that where those submerged rocks are down there.
Yeah.
You catch sheephead, black drum, redfish, all in there. So
use the number three kale and
I usually like to use the number two. It's kind of easier to hook the sheep's head on.
Makes sense.
222-8255. Give us a call. We'll be back after this.
Lake Jacksonville, you can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance. Building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning, and it's kind of funny. He said, "Ouch!"
Ouch! Well, that's kind of like your boat. Fixing your boat's kind of like breathing.
Yeah,
you got to do it.
That should be number one priority there.
I mean, during COVID, everybody says that like it's a season.
I know,
but during that quote lockdown we had, I started going crazy. If I wouldn't have been turkey hunting when it happened and being able to do that, I mean, I just started going nuts. And granted, you could still get out here and go fish if you wanted to, but you know, it was like every day was a Saturday with as many people as we had on the water. But I was like, I gotta get on the water. I mean, this is gonna drive me through the friggin' roof.
I know. Yeah. I couldn't believe how many people were at the boat ramps during that period of time. But it was good to get out and be out, you know. I mean, with the exception of the bait shop, once you get away from the bait shop, then you're away from everybody, you know. And so that was good. You're outside and enjoying the outside, you know, the sunlight and everything. Because, you know, a lot of times people get in a form of depression when you get like in the wintertime when a lot of people stay in the house and don't go outside, you know. And so getting out in that sun is just a whole lot better.
Yeah, I tell people, I'm like, you know, save your you know, your mental welfare by going fishing. Come on, let's go.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I get it. It's, you know, there's some things that are if you take some things away from us, it's like, you know, like breathing, like I said a minute ago. That's kind of the way I look at fishing. It's part of life, you know, and being out there, and it, you forget about all your problems, you know, especially if you're catching fish.
Yeah, if you're catching
and
fish.
And if you're not catching fish, you're just worried about something else, so it takes everything else away. But
yeah, usually you're worried about catching fish then, you know.
Yeah.
That's one of the things, you know, it's, you know, a lot of people, you know, I've talked to and talked about, you know, having a job that we do. Okay. So, you know, when we take people out fishing and everything, I mean, I've talked to friends of mine and all that, you know, and there's people certainly that's gone out and had bad days of fishing, you know, and not catch anything and stuff. And, you know, when you're a charter captain and, you know, you're taking people out like this almost every single day and having to find fish almost every single day.
Yeah.
It's not easy. It's not easy at all, you know. And especially, you know, trying to catch fish that people want. Luckily, we have a lot of catch and release customers.
Yeah.
But when you're looking at trying to catch fish, you know, for them to take home and enjoy, I have a lot of customers who will only keep one or two fish no matter, you know, what we catch. It's like they don't want to freeze fish. They want to just have them, you know, next couple of days or whatever. So that's great, you know, when you have that. And, you know, instead of trying to just fill the cooler up every time you go out, you know, but it is a kind of, it's a very hard job when you get out there and immediately, you know, it's kind of funny when I get out there and somebody throws out and catches a fish right away. I'm like, oh no.
I yesterday when we started, I grabbed the rod. I said, this is what I want you to do. And she goes, you didn't put a bait on it. I go, I know. And I threw it out and reeled it back in. She goes, well, I said, I'm not superstitious, but I'm superstitious on the first cast.
I am too. It's something weird. I'm not superstitious about, I've had people with loads of bananas on the boat.
Yep.
I've had, you know, I don't worry about bananas on the boat. I know everybody else does. They worry about wearing, you know, a yellow shirt or Fruit of Loom underwear. I mean, you know, really, it's that the fish don't know you got, you know, bananas on the boat, you know, unless you throw the peelings overboard.
Yeah, right. But, I did that to Leon. We were bull red fishing. We weren't catching anything. He's catching them right behind us.
Uh-huh.
And I literally, the guy's got a banana. I go, give me that banana. And I threw it in the water and it drifts right by Leon. 30 seconds later, we get a hit. Leon stops getting hits, and I started laughing. And they're like, I guess it really does work. So, you know, happened to him last week. He went out, and a guy first cast catches like a, you know, 26 and a half inch redfish, mm-hmm. and then he said he didn't get another bite for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
And that's when it starts working on you.
Yeah.
You know?
And it really gets in your psyche.
If you move to a place, and especially if you move to a spot, and... Now, the wind's been blowing, so it's not like you see fish pushing wakes or anything, you know, when the wind's blowing like that. But when you move to a spot and you see fish, you know, you see redfish pushing wakes and you get your bait all out there and not getting a bite, I mean, that just works on you, you know. Then you pull it from there and you go somewhere else, same thing happens. You know, you pull up there and go somewhere else, you know. And, I mean, it's tough, you know. You got to find, not only do you have to find those fish, but you got to find those fish that are willing to eat.
True.
And that are feeding, that just haven't eaten a whole lot of mullet or crabs, you know, and they're full. So that's one of the reasons I like, you know, to work scent baits, you know, for them to smell that bait, and that helps it. I mean, the fish bites have that, oh, gosh, I had it on the tip of my tongue a minute ago. What's that they have in there?
Neurostimulizer.
The neurostimulizer that makes the fish kind of, you know, want to eat. I guess it makes it hungry or something. I don't know.
I guess it just stimulates feeding.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because people ask me, they're like, well, if you're using fish bites, why do you put them on shrimp and mud minnows? And I'm like, well, for shrimp, for instance, you take a shrimp, a live shrimp, hook him, you know, however you hook him, throw him out. Great. Within one, maybe two casts, the shrimp's dead, you know, and he doesn't do anything except he's all sealed up. You know, except for the holes, you know, and I do cut the tails off sometimes, but I put that on there so that shrimp's still kicking around. And after you throw them a couple times, well, you have that scent from the fish bites and from the, and also when you're fishing the roll downs a lot of times, you'll get nipped like crazy and nipped like crazy from the smaller fish. And then when they eat it off, that bigger, that piece of fish bites gets into the zone and the bigger fish eat it.
This must be Bill.
Jesus, now I know how Taylor feels.
Sorry, Bill. I turned around. We were so intent on that, you know, fish not biting that I just turned around and saw the foam. I'm sorry. So
that's all right. I called to defend my honor.
Yeah, I saw that when you said ouch.
Well, just fix it. Grind it out about 2 feet bigger and patch it up with a lot of glass and sand it back down. Let it rip.
I'll tell you what, this boat is freaking heavy duty. I've cut into it in two places, and one you wouldn't think was structural at all. It's the top of the flotation box, and it's a half an inch thick. Wow. There.
That's good.
The bottom is three quarters towards the edges. It's crazy good. But, yeah, I'm grinding away. I'm laying on my back and grinding fiberglass in my face. It's super fun.
Yeah.
Be sure to do what I told you to do, though. You know, rinse off first. You know, with cold water before you take a hot shower. Because let me tell you, when I rebuild boats, man, you go in and take a hot shower, you will be driving yourself nuts if that fiberglass gets in your pores.
Yes.
Even just the dust.
Believe it or not, it was windy enough the other day that it was blowing it right by me. It was great. And when I got inside the motor or the engine compartment or whatever, inside the hull, and God, I fit good in there. Kind of like putting a freaking car inside a phone booth. I used my shop vac, and that worked pretty well, so it's been good. Yeah. But I know that I told you, Vic, but Tip, you're going to love this since you have already assaulted me today. We get the boat, and you know how it's scary to, and I've jacked up a lot of boats when I was a kid. We had a marina, but they were big, and we had blocks, and you know. So here I am, I'm in the car, the place where I keep the boat, surrounded by a concrete wall, so kind of contained, and I'm jacked it up by myself. I get it up, block it up, get it over the trailer. I got to move the trailer out, and I get it all ready to move, and I, you know, it's a gravel, so I can't move it by hand, I think. Hooked it to my truck, not by the ball, but with a rope, because I couldn't get the angle right to get out of there. And I told my wife, I said, put your hand here, and if it moves, you'd scream. Sure enough. So I'm like, son of a gun. So I'm looking under the boat, and I can see over the bunks there's airspace. I mean, nothing is touching. Except I forgot to unhook the trailer.
The winch. The winch trap. Yeah, the winch trap.
Yes. And, for extra measure, the safety chain.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I could imagine.
Like, oh, my God, you moron.
I could just imagine you pulling it off the blocks onto the concrete.
Oh, can you imagine that?
Yeah, you'd have.
By a concrete wall.
You'd have probably a little bit bigger crack in it.
Just a hair.
Well, not only that, how would I get it out?
Yeah, exactly.
There's like, you know, 2 feet on either side of the boat to work in, and if it's laying on the gravel, I didn't even want to think about that.
Yeah.
I don't have a gantry crane.
Now, when you're thinking about this and you got that thing cut open, how long are you going to leave it open?
Well, the bottom, you know, I can stick my hand in the bottom now. It's pretty damp still.
Yeah.
But the foam is good. I'm thinking, I don't have the material. I'm just going to order that today. So
yeah.
Whenever that comes, I'll class
it up. Well, stick your fan on there while we got this warm weather coming. Stick your fan in there and get that air blowing through there, not just to have the thing sitting there drying out, but get some air circulation in it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do something because, you know, I want it to be dry. Being open on the top and the bottom will make a huge difference.
Yeah, it will.
But I wanted to talk to you about toadfish. You want to put me off?
Yeah, I'll put you on hold for a minute. And
all right.
Okay. And who else we have on here? If you can hold on, I'll get you on as soon as we get off with Bill. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden says he's hopeful this week's ceasefire between Israel and Hamas can lead to a more sustained peace in the region. Meanwhile, foreign aid is now making its way into the Gaza Strip amid an ongoing ceasefire between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas. Some 200 people have died already after Hamas began launching unprovoked rocket attacks at Israeli civilians. Israel forced to defend itself, and tragically, some civilians have been killed now on both sides. Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes fell for the third straight month in April as the number of properties for sale hit a record low. That drove prices to new highs. Existing home sales fell 2.7% last month from March to a seasonally adjusted rate of 5.85 million annualized units, according to the National Association of Realtors. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow was up 123 points. The NASDAQ, though, down by about 60 points. This is SRN News.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Are you searching for a church where the music and the message are God-honoring? Do you want to hear expository preaching with verse-by-verse presentation of God's Word? If you have said yes to these questions, then you are invited to worship at First Conservative Baptist Church, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, just 1 mile south of I-295. Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor, founder, invites you to worship.
Tune in to AM 600 WBOB every Tuesday evening at 5 for the Tony D. Means Business Show with host Tony Davis. Tony fully understands the ups and downs of being in business today. With over 25 years of experience in corporate America and as a small business owner in a variety of industries, Tony D. gets it. If it's good for business, you'll hear about it on this show. If it's bad for business, you'll really hear about it on this show. The Tony D. Means Business Show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 600 WBOB.
This is Paul Stassi, Executive Director of City Rescue Mission, and we're celebrating 75 years of making a difference in our community. With the original purpose of Soup, Soap, and Salvation, we have continued to expand our services to best fit the needs of those experiencing homelessness and hardships. We couldn't do this without the generosity of your time and donations. Because of you, we're able to continue our mission of offering hope, healing, and change through the love and compassion of Jesus Christ. So we thank you, and we look forward to what God will do through us together in the next 75 years. For more information and how you can help, visit crm.com.
Are you worried about working till you drop, losing your job, or not being able to retire? Lifestyles Unlimited members learn how to leave those worries behind. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show and discover life-changing information, like the principles we use to provide for our families and run our businesses, why you should have real estate in your portfolio, 5 ways real estate makes you money, and a whole lot more.
Weeknights at 9 on WBOB, AM 600 and FM 101.1. The Answer.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Lots of sunshine today and a high of 83. Tonight, some scattered clouds dropping to the mid-60s. Sunny again on Sunday, a bit warmer, though, at 87. And clear Sunday night, low 65. Monday, bright sunshine near 93. Tuesday and on through the week, sunny days and 94. Clear at night, close to 70.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
Huh? And we're back this morning. Almost said that on the air. Anyway.
Sorry we missed that last caller.
Yeah, he hung up. I was going to get you on as soon as we got, you know, Bill off. But get you on, Bill.
So the toadfish, you know, I fish with a lot of people that don't fish. It's always fun when you get one that's not big enough to eat you. to tell them to make sure when you take the hook off, you hold them by the lower lip.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Have you had people do that?
Oh, hell yeah.
Really?
It's fun as it can be. Oh, yeah, they don't know any better. That
you're
fish
cruel.
Clamps down on their thumb, and they're just screaming. It's super fun. I never had anybody's finger bitten off.
No, but then don't tell them to do that with a bluefish.
No.
Because that bluefish might take it off.
Yeah.
tell you what, the first bluefish I caught was in New Smyrna Beach when I moved here.
Yeah.
And he ate my hook, and I reached in his mouth to get my hook back.
There's your sign.
Don't have teeth. Oh, God.
Yeah, bluefish are no joke.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
So the last thing, you're talking about not catching any fish. I remember when I was out fishing and some young guy, asked me if I was catching anything. We had that chat. And I hadn't had a bite. He hadn't had a bite because it was one of the days the bristle worms hatched.
Oh, man. Talking about the wood worms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's a billion of them, and the fish are so fat they can't even swim.
It's so weird that everything concentrates on those. I mean, it's like you just can't get a bite from nothing.
It's like somebody opened up the Dairy Queen free.
Yeah, you
know? Right.
And it's like you never know. I mean, you know about what time of the year it happens, you know, because it usually happens twice a year. And it's generally right before the, that I've noticed, it's generally right before the love bugs show up.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And that's what happened again this year. And when
have you seen the videos of it?
Well, I haven't really watched videos of it. I mean, because I've experienced it so many times over the years, you know.
They got video shots where there's hundreds, maybe 1,000 of them in the shot. It's insane. Looks like they're boiling spaghetti.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you take a net and scoop them up. Not a regular, like you're going to scoop a fish net. They won't stay in it, of course. A
little bait net.
A little bait net and scoop them up. And, I mean, you can make one scoop and have hundreds in there. I mean, it's just amazing. Wow. And like I say, it seems like everything attacks them. And then you can't get a bite from nothing else. It's so weird.
Yeah, it was one of the 2 days of my life I've been fishing out there didn't get a bite. And that was one of them. That poor kid was frantic trying to get those people a fish.
Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, when I see it out there, I tell people right away, it's going to be almost impossible to get a bite. I said, the only other way we can do it is if we can get out of these worms. And, you know, if sometimes you can run and run and run, like, you know, way up the Nassau River or, you know, way up the St. John's River and try to get out of, I don't know where they come from. You know, it's just all of a sudden they show up. And when
they live in the mud, they live under rocks and sticks and you know, they're always around, but I don't know how we get a bazillion of them.
We always just call it the worm hatch, and the worm hatch is just like it's almost like a cuss word around here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's right. Horrible.
It's like, shut your mouth.
I know. and it'll happen again. It'll happen again around September, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because tarpon key on a worm hatch, too.
Yeah,
and when that happens, you're only going to catch them on a fly that looks like them, or you're not going to catch them.
And what's so weird is the tarpon is not a little fish.
Mm-mm.
And for them to be, I mean...
Keying in on something that small.
Yeah, that's just amazing to me.
Yeah.
I mean, they must be delicious.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
yeah, I see what, you know, like some whales eat plankton, yeah.
Yeah, krill. So
I think it's just the fish can swim through them and eat them. So
yeah,
but all right.
Thanks for picking on me.
Yeah,
no worries. Yeah. Well,
anytime.
Couldn't help it. I mean, you know, you kind of.
How many months has it been now? Seven.
Three.
Oh.
Three months.
Yeah.
I was fishing with it.
Yeah,
I was going out and it had a slit that's 12 inches long and it's a crack. It's not even a slit. It's you can hardly see it.
Now, you don't know how you got that still, right? You don't remember anything
hitting? No, but I must
hitting.
Hit something.
Well,
I hit an oyster bar, but it doesn't even look like it's scratched. I mean, it looks like you hit a rounded-off telephone pole or something, and it just cracked it. I don't know. Anyways, I'll let you go.
Okay, buddy. All right.
Good as always. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. So yeah,
hard sand can do that.
You know, looking at that, I mean, you would think your motor, you know, you would definitely know. I mean, if it hit the boat, then your motor would have to hit, you know, have to hit it. And the only other time is if you were just like trolling and you had your motor tilted up, you know, to where it wouldn't hit something. But to have a crack in the bottom of it that long, you know, and he don't know how long it's been cracked. I mean, his foam insulation in there was soaked, you know.
Yeah.
It's still wet, but, I mean, it hadn't even dried out yet, and he hadn't had
Well, if you don't have a big enough hole to let it out or another way,
right,
and it just sucks it up in there, that foam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd put one of those floor fans, those industrial ones that you use for carpets, put something like that down and let it rip.
Yeah,
you know,
just let it keep blowing on.
Yeah, let it
and we're going to have some good dry heat this week, so that's that should help quite a bit.
Yeah.
Now that he's got it opened up too, you know, that second picture I sent you, you know, he's ground it open now. So now that he's got it opened up, that'll help a lot too. And when it's just that crack, it just can't dry out.
Yeah.
You know,
that sucks too.
Yeah. I mean, you get that water, you know, the top part is sealed. Okay. But you've got the water that's down at the bottom. So the foam can't dry out as long as there's some moisture in there. So now that he's got it opened up like that, stick a fan in there and let it rip. And I believe he'll be okay and get ready to fiberglass it. And that's the thing. You got to get it sanded, you know, way out around it enough to get good fiberglass cloth all the way across that, you know, and get that thing sealed back up real good. The only boat that I know of that was, you know, had cracked like that just from somebody riding was, there was a guy with a Mako boat one time years ago. I think he was headed back in from offshore, and they were hitting waves pretty hard, and it split the hull.
Oh, wow.
And
that's, you know, unusual, so, for a Mako, too. They're built like a friggin' brick.
Yeah, and if I remember right, it was something about the defect in the hull where they had, you know, the company took care of it. But to have a hull split open like that, and there again, I don't know. I meant to ask Bill, you know, how old his boat was, you know, what year it was, because I don't know, you know, if that had, you know, something to do with it. Usually with a fiberglass boat, you know, that fiberglass, as long as you don't have it out in the sun all the time, I mean, of course, the bottom of the boat's not in the sun at all.
Yeah.
And that's where it split at, so who knows.
No telling.
But hopefully he'll get it fixed and get back out there. So
you know, everybody's trying to get lighter, faster on a lot of these hulls nowadays, and it seems like they're going so much thinner. You know, I'm not looking for the speed out of my boat.
No, because I don't want to go fast.
Yeah, I don't either. I just want to cruise along. One of the things I like about my Hughes Redfisher is I can put the trim tabs down, and when it gets choppy, I can eat it up.
Mm.
You know, if as long as it's not stretched out. You know, like the what I call the back wake off a big boat where you get the big roll out of it.
Oh, yeah.
As long as it's chop, you know, it'll eat it up. And, you know, I don't run. You know, I'll sit there and talk to my clients when I'm running, you know.
I do too.
You know, it worries me sometimes, you know, that I got a guy the other day that was trying to eat potato chips. when we're running and eat a sandwich, I go, I'll pull over. He goes, no, I'm fine. And it was funny to watch him pull a potato chip out, take one bite, and half of it's flying behind the boat.
Yeah.
But, you know, his buddy was looking at me going, no, keep going, keep going. So, you know, but, yeah, I just want to have a comfortable ride.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and I'm not into, even when it's smooth, you know, they say my boat would do 60 plus. I don't know because I've never had it that far. You know, I've outrun thunderstorms at 50. Yeah, I think I had it 51, 52, you know, one time. And, you know, when the front starts getting a little squirrely. I'm done. I'm pulling it back.
Well, I like to look around while I'm running, too. You know, look for birds and things of that nature, too. So pay attention. But,
and when you're running that fast, you hit a current line.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that? Yeah, you feel that boat, just the back of that boat move. See, that's another reason I'm not doing it fast like this. So I'll let all the fast guys go ahead and do that. They can do it. 222-8255. Give us a call. We'll be back after this.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder. Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and black and mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back. And anyway, we're talking about what I'd be targeting this next week. I'm looking for some, you know, of course, redfish and then trout, and have a lot of people who like to catch redfish, whether they keep them or not. And then trout. I don't know how the flounder are doing up here.
Awesome.
Up here?
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're all along.
Because I haven't been targeting them yet.
They're not like they are when we get the run,
yeah.
You know, where you find them
right
on a lot of this. But we're finding a lot of flounder on the grass lines and creeks and nice ones, too. Mm. You know, I mean, Corey sent me a picture of a real nice one he had this morning already. Mm. And it's just a matter of working them. Yeah. You know, Vic, you go down your areas, you know, you catch them on the grass and on the flats and stuff like that. They're there, you know. And it's – I was really surprised. I mean, we had – six or seven the other day throwing artificials, you know, and that's why I like throwing artificials for them, because you cover, and when you catch one, you kind of slide back and hit that area a little bit, because you know there's going to be more than one there,
right?
So, but they're not the huge flounder. We did have that one that was 8 pounds, you know, on a free line and shrimp, which was crazy.
Yeah,
you know, that's something.
You know, I like catching them on live shrimp. They you don't have to like a mullet or a mud minnow.
They eat a shrimp.
Yeah. Yeah, they eat it, and I mean they don't waste no time eating. Mm-mm. You know, it's not like you feel the bump. And I forget who it was. It might have been Little Man. Used to say, you know, you get a bump and you light a cigarette. When you get through, that's when you set the hook.
Yeah, finish your beer. You know.
Yeah, I think that was him. I'm not sure, but anyway.
You know, it's funny.
I remember somebody saying that, because you have to give them. You know, when you're using a big mullet, you got to give them time.
You got to eat it.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because I started freelining baits on structure when the tide slacks, and trying something different, because, you know, you throw a jig head and it goes right to the bottom.
Yeah.
Throw a live shrimp out there, and I've been hooking them straight up through the bottom of the last knuckle, you know, I've been using a 3-0 kale and pitching it. And you'll watch a shrimp, he'll start swimming, then he'll drift down a little bit with a hook, and he'll swim again, and slowly coming down into the strike zone in there. And You know, it's funny because all of a sudden when they eat it, they inhale it.
Yeah.
There's, you know, there's no resistance on the jig or anything.
A lot of people are like, no, I got to have mud minnows for flounder and stuff. And I used to think that too. And, you know, until, you know, they didn't have no mud minnows at one time. And then they bought a bunch of live shrimp, went out there and did good on them, you know.
Well, I like using the Fish Bites white shrimp for them. And, you know, what you can do with that is put it on a – you can rig that the exact same way that you rig a mullet on – I call it a Carolina rig. I don't know what the true term is, where you have a swivel, the sliding weight, you know, and a leader. But you can fish that the same way that you do a live bait, and they get hammered. You know, I do that with a curly tail. I do that with the – with different stuff, even the paddle tails, because it's sitting in the current, getting pulled away, and it's moving. And, you know, it's so much nicer that when you get that bite, you know, and a lot of times they'll inhale those things a lot faster than they do a live bait. I don't know whether because it's softer and doesn't resist as much, you know, when they got a hold of it.
Yeah.
But it's so much easier than worrying about losing it. Did we miss somebody?
Yeah, somebody's on here. Let's grab them real quick. Tom, good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Captain Vic. Tom DeBoss.
Hey there.
My daughter taught yours down at Dinsmore.
Oh, really? Okay.
Elementary, yeah. The flounder, yeah. There are a couple of nice flounder were caught by a guy that was waiting there by the Volano Bridge last week. Just using a jig. He was out there and waiting about, you know, knee-deep plus, and some real nice flounder. There's a big stingray from there, and you know, some other items. So I just thought I'd let you know the flounder were in by the docks and stuff there at Volano.
That's good, because I know, like Chip was talking about, they've caught several of them down there, you know, in the intercoastal and stuff. So I didn't know how good they were doing up here yet, because I haven't really, you know, a lot of times I look at Facebook and I'll, you know, check some of the pictures out. And then you find out that picture was taken last year or whatever, you know. You know, so, yeah. You know, so I really, unless I talk to somebody that I really believe, I mean, I had a friend of mine tell me that they went out, I think it's been a couple of weeks ago now, they caught a whole bunch of flounder up here, but only two of them were keepers because the rest of them were so small. So maybe that's changing by now, and maybe more and more of them's getting, you know, a keeper size, you know. So, but that's good to know. I appreciate the fishing report. You've been doing anything else down there besides flounder?
No, just sell catfish and a few sunrays.
No. Yeah, so,
nothing else like that. Yeah, today happens to be Miss Claire's birthday, and I know that she had a good relationship with your family back at Dinsmore Elementary.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, many moons ago.
many moons ago. Yeah, they also catch some redfish up there, and then the other day they said there was some sheephead hanging around the piling there, and they were able to pull one or two off of there.
Well, and that's what I talked about earlier. I said, you know, people think that you gotta have winter time to catch sheephead, but you don't. You know, you can catch sheephead all year long. I mean, it's just that you don't – usually in the warmer water temperature, they're spread around so many more areas that they're not, like, collecting like at the jetties or whatever – in a big, you know, in a big group, but you can still catch them. I mean, you catch them in the creeks on oyster beds, you know. We have...
It's hard to find them. It's hard to find them at a restaurant. Nobody has them to serve.
I know. Yeah, that's amazing to me, as many sheephead as we have here. I know you can get out to Safe Harbor and have them, get them out to Nathan Stewart's Seafood Kitchen out there has them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And but anyway,
I'll have to head out that way then.
Yes, sir. But yeah, I mean, you can catch them all year round. You don't have to just catch them in the wintertime. You know, I like to catch them in the creeks. Matter of fact, with the smallest shrimp that I have in the live well, and put it on a Cajun Thunder and put a short leader on it. And whenever you have a high tide that's like extremely high, like 5.5, 5.8, you know.
Yeah.
You'll see the tail sticking up over the oyster beds because, you know, the sheephead can eat around the oyster beds, but they never get on top of them until you get that tide high enough that it support their belt, their, you know, their body. And whenever they get up there, I mean, I was in a creek one day and we just looked out across that creek and you could see about 8 or 10 of them with their tails sticking
up,
you know, in like 200 feet area. I mean, they're just, they get in there, you know, and they're in the creeks a lot more times than we think they are. It's just that you don't ever see them until they get right on top of the oyster bed and get standing.
Many years ago, we used to fish Salt Run.
Oh, yeah.
And, up there in Salt Run, and had some experimental pollings all the way down by the end. My father pulled out about an 8-pounder from there one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Nice talking with you.
You too, sir. And thanks for your call. Appreciate the report.
All right. Bye.
All righty. Bye-bye, sir.
Salt Run's got a lot of good fish in it.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
It's got a lot of bait, holds a lot of bait. It's mm-hmm. one of the places we catch mullet when they're starting yep. to stack up.
And then the pogies.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll get all up in there, too.
That's something I want to get is about 4 or 5 gallon buckets of pogies and freeze them. Mm. I like using them for other things, chumming for other things.
And, yep.
you know, it works out really well.
I tell you, I had some pogies one time left over, took them up in the creeks, and man, whew, I mean, we cut them out because the place that, you know, bait shops didn't have no crabs at that period of time. And this was years ago. And I probably had about 10 of them. I'm like, well, mm-hmm. you know, I better cut them up to use them up in there. And we had caught a bunch of big bull reds, you know, at the jetties. And actually, it was kind of strange. We caught some bull reds and some undersized reds, but no keepers at the jetties.
Wow.
And then we went up in the creeks, and what I was doing is cutting them in half.
Yeah.
And both halves worked.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we caught some nice keeper reds, you know.
I mean, everything eats pogies.
Yeah.
Just like everything eats shrimp,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yep.
And it's, you know, they're great for tarpon. They're great for bull reds.
The little ones are great for flounder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yep. trout. The trout love them, too, you know.
I have a friend that fishes for big trout, and all he uses is about, you know, a good trolling size pogey, or he wants some... croakers.
He loves using croakers
yeah. for them. And, you know, that's what we're using for snapper fishing when we fish down south. Because they have boats you can pull up and buy them by the dozen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the guy, you know.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah. That croaker gets down there. I guess it's that grunt sound and going crazy. They get nailed.
Yeah. I mean, you got to imagine that's got to attract fish.
Yeah.
And, you know, we used to take a little cat food cans. And you take the little can opener that has the little triangle, you know, mm-hmm. you just make holes all the way around the top and set it in about a foot of water at the edge of the, you know, anytime you had like a little bit of shells or something, instead of it just being mud, and give it about 30 minutes, go out and throw the cast net on it, then you get those little croakers that are about 1.5 inches, 2 inches long.
Perfect.
Man, put them under a float. Those trout loved them, you know. But I haven't done that in long. You know, we talk about not
stuff
doing
that
stuff
that we don't do.
Yeah,
that
worked. Worked yeah. really good.
That's the hard part, is remembering all the things we forget.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
utilizing them.
It worked so good, but yet we're not doing it now, you know?
Well, I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate it, man. It's great. Appreciate all the people calling. And also, you know, for our sponsors, please visit our sponsors. They're the ones that keeps us on the air. And make sure you tell them you heard about them on the Still Just Fishing Show. Be back next week.